Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So at the beginning of this year, 2011, we are very excited to see what unfolds for you. We promise that this will be a year in which you will see a significant amount of change, so much so that you'll no longer doubt whether you are making a change in your reality. Now, many of the changes that you are looking for in your perception of reality are going to come in the last days and months before you decide to shift out of the third dimensional game and make your way into the fourth dimensional game. But you'll certainly get a sneak peek this year at some of those changes and kind of expand your awareness. So, included in that expanded awareness are the energetic records of your galactic history. With the winter solstice, you received a download, a packet of information that assists you in accessing some of these records. So you're going to start to see more galactic patterns. You're going to start to receive at the individual level more information about your personal history. What are the star systems you have been a part of or are a part of? What are the star systems you are aligning with? And also information about those who've been interacting in this game with you. We talked last year about the ET Disclosure Project, the window of opportunity that we were seeing at that time closed, all right, which we see as a very positive thing, actually. And the next window appears in February. And the bottom line is it doesn't really matter when it's disclosed, but rather that you all, as you start to connect with beings in the other realms and reconnect with your galactic history, take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. So, with the solstice, more of this information is easily accessible to all of you at the mass level, and more of you are going to start interacting in a physical way with many of these beings as you increase your frequency. As we said, it doesn't behoove you as a collective for us to, or those of us rather who are physical, to interact with you in a way that your senses can perceive, your physical dense senses. But at the individual level, many of you are ready for that, and now is the time, because it will truly shift your perspective of reality. It is one thing for you all to understand in theory that you are a galactic being and that you are connecting with others and other dimensions and other realms, but for you to have a physical experience, it in some way shatters that old version of your reality. So you want to make sure that you're actually ready for it before you step into it. And as a creator being, you will avoid such experiences until you are fully ready. And many of you are going to start to experience that this year. The other thing that is going to be the big change for you all has to do with your perception of your physical vehicle. You're going to have to start to leave behind the notion that this vehicle is real. You have to really understand that your vehicle is a projection of your vibrational state. Your vibrational state is who you truly are. It is your divine nature. And the body, again, is a projection which can be shifted as you shift the energetic. Many of you try to work from the body level to shift your energies, to heal your body. But what you're finding is that it's no longer going to be effective. In the past, you were able to do some things at the physical level to make some adjustments to get your frequency up so that you can make the change at the energetic level. Well, that's no longer going to be truly effective. You're going to need to start going straight to the template, straight to the energetic, and working with the energetic body in order to really alter your patterns, heal your bodies, and make divine changes. In order to find perfect health and balance, it's simply about letting go of all judgment, about seeing everything from a neutral vantage point, that it's not positive, that it's not negative, it just is. And when you get to that level of perception, you're able to transform your reality very, very quickly, and included in that is your physical body. Your body was meant and designed to live for hundreds of years. It is something that is very easily altered. but your belief systems and you working from the mind make it a very difficult process. Really, it's not. It's just simply about shifting frequency. The mind makes it difficult, but when you get heart-centered, that's when you're able to really transform yourself. That will be the other component here, is that you become more and more conscious of which operating system you're utilizing. Are you in your head where you have the victim-perpetrator mentality playing out? Or are you heart-centered where you have none of the filters, none of the distortions that say that you are separate from source, that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, that you're not wealthy enough, that you're not deserving enough, and on and on and on, where all of those programs are running. If you're experiencing any sort of pain, discomfort, fatigue, anxiety, stress, worry, doubt, that means that you're in your mind. For when you are truly heart-centered, you don't experience any of these things. So it will become important for you to be conscious of which operating system you're utilizing. Do you like working out of the mind? If not, then you need to shift to your heart center. And there's no judgment about which operating system you're utilizing, whether you're in your heart or your head. Neither one is right or wrong. It's simply a choice of where you'd like your vibration to be and how you would like to experience reality. For those of you who are increasing your frequency, also be conscious of how you are feeling about those who are not increasing their frequency, or those who are sleeping, as it were. To choose a third dimensional existence over a fourth dimensional existence is fine. Again, it's not right or wrong. It's just a vibrational selection. So support all in their choices, no matter what choices they are making. But also hold for them the idea and the awareness that they may select a higher vibration and a higher perspective. But it does not make it wrong to choose a lower one. It simply is where they are, and that is appropriate for them in that moment. And be kind to yourselves. Many of you get very frustrated with the thought that you should be further along. Well, what exactly does that mean? Many of you have spent lifetime after lifetime after lifetime trying to work on just one of the issues that you are now in the process of integrating. So for you to make a transition and do so in a matter of years for many of you, or months for others of you, is quite remarkable. So appreciate the fact that you are simply aware of where you're vibrating and how you feel, rather than berate yourself for where you think you should be, because you truly are at all times exactly where you need to be. You are experiencing divine right timing in all things and having perfect experiences at exactly the perfect time. So we'll leave you with that thought today. Enjoy the year to come. We're excited to see what you create and what you share with us with your knowledge about this creation, for you truly are changing the landscape of the universe as you are going through this growth process. So we thank you for your efforts, and we send much gratitude and appreciation. As always, we are watching, we are learning from you, and we're sending much love.